Hi, this is Dave. Today we're talking about a question, responding to a question I was asked. Let me read the question. Help, I'm so frustrated. I just attended a sales training program that never addressed the real issues that I have to deal with every day. What causes me problems is not my lack of sales ability. It is my company's back orders, the lack of responsiveness and competence in my customer service people, and the mistakes in delivery by the warehouse. Those are the real issues. What can I do about those things? Here's my answer. Thank you for a real-world perspective on the real issues that impact the ability of real salespeople to do their jobs. I appreciate you asking the question that so many people are hesitant to ask. Now, believe me, I understand because for much of my life, I dealt with those same issues. It seemed like my results and my income were totally dependent on how well someone else did their job. So no matter how effective I was, my efforts could be totally sabotaged by a problem in inventory or quality control or warehouse or delivery. And so I understand. I've been there. The question is, how do you deal with it? So here's some thoughts. Number one, put it in perspective. Put it in perspective. Now, keep this in mind. Your customers may point out your problems with delivery, your back orders and quality, and so on and so forth. Okay, as a result, you think your company is the worst performer out there. The truth is that your company is probably no worse than your competitors. Your customers may complain about you, and since you are the one fielding the complaint, you take it personally and think it's just your company what they're complaining about. But trust me, when your competitor is calling on them, they're likely saying the same things about his service to them. So, your reaction is probably a little bit too extreme for the circumstances. Unless you're going through a particularly horrible time, you're probably no worse than your competitors. You probably don't have any more problems than your competitors do. So first, realize the situation is probably not as bad as you think it is. Relax a little bit. Number two, communicate the specifics of the problem to the appropriate powers within your company. Now, there's two keys to this statement. Let me say it over again. Communicate the specifics of the problem to the appropriate powers within your company. Number one, specifics. Don't say something like, we're losing business because our price is too high. Do you know how many times your managers have heard that? Hundreds. And because it's so general, it has no meaning. Instead, say something like, I lost a deal for $10,000 at XY Corporation because our prices were 4% higher than our competitor X or Y company. Now, your boss can't deal with generalities that have no substance to back them up, but he can deal with the specifics. If you can't collect and communicate specifics, you're not going to be persuasive. So number one, be specific. Number two, take it to the appropriate powers. Now, if the problem is delivery, take your case to the head of shipping. If your problem is back orders, take your case to the materials manager. Communicate the specifics to those people who have the authority to do something. Complaining to your colleagues will not solve anything. Number three, do what you can to alleviate the problem. Now, I understand the problem is some other department or person. However, I also know that your behavior influences your company's ability to perform. And while you cannot change other people, and you cannot change other departments, you can change your behavior. So search for the little things you can do that will help with the problem. You know, for example, let's say that you're plagued with back orders. What can you do to influence this problem? Well, it may be that you could be more conservative in your promises to your customers. Instead of promising a new item next week, you could say, you know, we should be able to deliver that first order within 30 days. Manage your customers' expectations. A back order is an order that isn't received when your customer expects it. Change his expectations, and you'll impact your back orders. Number two, you could communicate new demands to your materials manager before it happens. And we're talking about back orders now. So if you expect an order for a substantial number of widgets, for example, let your materials manager know how many you expect to sell and when you expect to do that. Don't let the actual order be a surprise to that person. Here's another idea. You could check on your inventory zone item before you promise delivery of it. You know, you could take a moment to check and see if you have sufficient stock before you tell your customers he can have it next week. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying you're the reason for back orders or mistakes in shipments and so on, but you are part of the system, and by changing your behavior, you can influence the performance of the total system. Accept your responsibility to do what you can to help the situation. Here's a fourth idea. Number four, trust your coworkers. Trust your coworkers. Now, when you're in the heat of the battle away from the office, it's easy to imagine the incompetent and uncaring people who manage things inside. However, when you go speak to them, see the situation from their point of view, you'll often discover they're just as intent on serving the customer as you are. They are in their areas just as competent. So instead of pointing fingers from a distance, see the world from their point of view. Have some empathy for them and trust them to do the job for which they're paid. And number five, be proactively honest with your customers. Don't make promises you can't keep. Don't make excuses that aren't real. Don't blame anyone else. Admit your company's problems. Be honest about what you're doing. Apologize. Offer the customer some options. In my tenure as a salesperson, back orders were a constant headache. And I'd get on the computer every morning. I'd print out a back order report for the customers I was going to call on that day. And then I'd get on the phone with my favorite customer service rep. This is in the morning before I headed out for the day. And I would strategize how to expedite those orders. I'd have a solution for every back order before I left the house. Now, when I made that day's calls, I'd say to the first customer, XYZ product is back ordered, but we expect to receive them on the 10th, and et cetera, et cetera. You'll have them on the 12th. You know, I'd proactively identify the problem, create solutions, and then be the one to inform the customer of both. Okay? So there's five things you can do to have an impact on the real problems that you face. Number one, put it in perspective. Number two, communicate the specifics to the appropriate powers within your company. Number three, do what you can to alleviate the problem. Number four, trust your coworkers. And number five, be proactively honest with your customers. Hope that helps. Okay, that's it. Bye-bye.